Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm here with Jerry Batista. Jerry, what do you do at Intel?
I run a group called Technology Management. Primarily, our strategy is driving research into the product groups, positioning our strategy externally, and sort of setting the strategic roadmap for our research agenda.
Our topic today is TerraScale software research. What is TerraScale, and what does it represent to Intel?
TerraScale is a vision, really, of teraflops of performance operating on terabytes of data. So those two vectors actually go hand in hand.
So, Jerry, I've worked for Intel for a number of years, and I remember the day that I first heard about the concept of dual core. We've existed for decades as a single core microprocessor company, and now we're at quad core. Now you're talking about hundreds of cores. How did we get there?
Well, coming from Intel, people would expect us just, you know, if two is good, four is better, and, you know, 100 is even better yet. And actually, we took a very different tact here. What we did is we looked forward and we said, what will people want to do both in the business domain and in their homes with PCs in the future? And as we looked at these and discussed with the likes of the content creation industry and gaming people and such like that, we came to the realization that highly parallel applications were important. And so we were actually driven by the applications themselves to consider highly parallel approaches, which then map well to a large number of core. So we didn't take the traditional approach of just building a CPU and just saying, you know, you'll use it and figure it out. We went the other way. We said these applications want this kind of architecture, and the more core we can give it, the better. So we sort of took this tops-down approach or user-driven approach as opposed to silicon-driven approach.
Now, my technical background is in servers, and when I think of a TerraScale chip, I almost think about a high-performance server cluster all on one chip. Is that a good way of thinking about it?
Actually, that's not at all a bad analogy. So you can imagine a cluster compute, even a petaflop machine, is connected by InfiniBand cables and such to produce a sort of array of processor nodes. Imagine that, shrinking that down to something the size of your fingernail and literally having many tens or even hundreds of core also connected in an array type structure.
How do we get the software industry to take advantage of that capability, and what are the real challenges to moving to such a large number of cores?
Typically today, there are function-specific drivers that are tightly bound with the OS, and they provide sort of a circuitous path between the application and the hardware. And one of the technologies we're working on that we're quite excited about is, in short, known as EXO. And that technology does sort of allow the programmer to abstract away the details of the hardware and actually use standard development environments and port software in a very easy way. So it really does, as we say, try to give this sort of IA look and feel to the development environment.
I can see challenges also in the interface between cores and ensuring that the interconnect speeds are fast enough to handle that number of cores. What are we doing there?
The whole I/O train, all the way from on die to between die to memory to hard disk to between boxes and beyond, the whole sort of chain rises up in terms of the requirements when we put a bunch of core in a single chip. So on die specifically is where you asked. These applications tend to look like high-performance computing applications. They want something on the order of about 0.3 bytes per flop or so of bandwidth on die and also to memory. In order to achieve that, we've got to do it in a very power-efficient way. We can brute force scale, but then we consume too much power. So a lot of the research we're doing is just what is, you know, the so-called right interconnect to use. We explored in the TerraScale chip an array interconnect. We've looked at rings, hierarchy of rings, buses, toroidal structures as well. And all of these are critical to enabling TerraScale.
Do you see TerraScale going into the average desktop or notebook at any point?
Sure. Gaming would be one example of that, where as people start to see games that incorporate real physics, where explosions are appropriate in the sense that the big chunks don't fly as far as the smaller ones and, you know, things like that. Also, we expect in media mining and management that to be another very lively area for development. We all have hundreds of gigabytes of video and pictures and things. And to be able to go up to your computer and say, find all the good pictures of grandma. So what does good mean? When she's smiling or when the lighting is good? So, you know, you can imagine the sort of sifting through all of this is extremely tedious. And, you know, in my case, I have four kids and we have tons of video and I'm not particularly good at indexing it. So to me, this was a boon. If I had it now, I would use it instantly. And friends and other people we talk to, they all say the same thing that, you know, in the home, there are actually applications for this TerraScale stuff today. It's just we don't have the hardware to actually run them.
Well, Jerry, it sounds like you have a huge challenge ahead of you in driving TerraScale computing forward, and we look forward to having you on the program again to hear more about TerraScale. Thanks for being with us today.
Sure, great. Thank you.
Join us next week for another edition of Chip Chat.